It's got the wrong ears. They're shaped differently or something because of the headphones. Oh, this just in, the D.C. NFL team has been renamed the Washington Palefaces. Well, what do you know?
Not much.
Okay.
Live from Roanoke, Virginia to Little Rock, Arkansas, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know? From Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on the piano, Jeff Hammond on bass, I'm Sarah Nix. In this hour of What Do You Know, author and poet Nicholson Baker, all the news that isn't in the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know is provided by PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the man who will not blame the Holy Spirit for any of this, it's Michael Feldman.
Yeah, buck stops here. All right. Well, the government returns to normal malfunction, so that's the good news. Well, the biggest change, of course, is a name change to protect our credit rating. It is now the U.S. AAA Plus. The agreement was finally reached after pushing Mitch McConnell over a $3 billion dam. Worth every cent. A stenographer yelling about the Freemasons was the only one who made sense during the whole ordeal, I would say. Of course, then they dragged her off. She said the Holy Spirit made her do it, marking the first appearance of the Holy Spirit in Congress. In other news, or related, I guess, the National Zoo's baby panda is back home after spending 2 weeks in a cardboard box on the mall. Breakdancing for bamboo. In other news that isn't, leaker William Snowden says he took no secret documents to Russia but did smuggle 25 snakes in his undies. Is this on? Oh, I'm afraid it is. Oh, that's unfortunate. Let's see, in the ancient skull discovery confirms our worst fears, there is only one species of man. And they're all the same, like they told us all these years. It's true. The Yeti remains, they examined some Yeti remains and proved that the abominable snowman was actually part polar bear and part Ted Cruz's cousin. rare 18-foot oarfish turns up at Trader Joe's as smoked sturgeon. That's where they'll end up, you know, that's why they're so rare. Okay. It rains diamonds on Saturn, but no such luck on Uranus. In his defense, the substitute teacher who passed out in class from heroin did not expect to be called that day. Come on, he's a sub. The Vatican says that was not a misspelling on the religious medal. That was his half-brother, Lesus.
Not very well known.
No, not very well known. Less well known, certainly. Okay. The Better Business Bureau has downgraded the Tea Party to B-minus some complaints. I'm glad John is enjoying this. Anyhow, just me and you, buddy. The Obamacare sign-up leaves the troubled website for Twitter, but coverage is now limited to 140 characters. So. Get what you can out of that. Costco chicken may have salmonella, but you sure get a lot of it. Trade-off. The altruism gene discovered before being given away. Oh, those altruists. It has been learned... I always wanted to say that. It has been learned that presidentially obese William H. Taft used a low-carb diet to slim down to Woodrow Wilson. That's actually what happened there. If I could say it, that's what happened. A sharp increase noted in Republican-on-Republican crime. China, meanwhile, has been trading pandas for reactor uranium, because the little fellows would not stay in the cooling tubes. Kept crawling out. Cute, though. It was cute when they did it. Excuse me. A man declared legally dead learns to live with it. Uncle Max's particle loses out to God particle at Nobel's. All right, I'll take it out. Anything referenced to Uncle Max, I always like, but still. The Tesla electric car burst into flames, showing the difficulties of making them out of wax. People burn more calories when standing up, but tend to launch into comedy routines. You think I'd get one of these, right? And finally, and I mean that, inebriated Milwaukee man gets jail for voting twice, even though his votes canceled each other out. That's all the news that is. And thank you so much. Good night. And to all the ships.